Okay, let's see. It's 6 June 2021. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the CG Report. The biggest inflation jump since 1992.
Shocking.
That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. Okay, we'll see what we got for today's report. Before I actually get into it, I will tell people that watch this that I probably won't answer many emails this week. I hurt myself yesterday. I have to keep my foot up, and so typing is kind of problematic. It's like I'm typing sideways. I was went out jumping off the dock with my friend Spencer here, who's visiting from Orlando, and when we were walking in, I said to him, be careful, there's shells that you might, you know, cut your feet on. And no sooner did I say that than I stood up to take my first step, and I put my foot down, and a stick was sticking straight up, and it went right into my foot, about 2 inches. Is that right? Okay, he had to pull it out. He tried the first time, and he could not get it out, and he kind of looked like he was going to pass out, but he did get it out. And so there you go with that. And then we made it through last night, and then everybody was saying, you got to go get antibiotics in case you have something, you know, some septicemia or something in the bay that's crawling into your body. So that's what I did this morning before church, is went to the doctors, and they gave me some antibiotics. And then when we went to pick up the prescription, I got to drive one of those old people chairs at the store. I was beep, 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 beep. So there you go with that. But I'm here. My second time of having missed my meeting with Jesus. Oh, well, here we are. All right, starting out with some news from Israel today. From Ynet, UAE embassy in Israel officially opens. They've been already had, diplomatic working together, but they finally actually got their embassy open. And so it says here, with its national flag hoisted along with the flag of Israel, the UAE's embassy in Tel Aviv officially opened. Ambassador Al-Hajja has been in Israel since March 1st. And so they finally have their building, and they're doing their diplomatic stuff. And once again, I'll remind everybody here that that would not have happened if it was not for our previous president. Okay, these things would not have come about. And it was inevitable because the Bible said that these people will not be coming against Israel and Gog Magog. But we had to find out who would be the one to set that up. It was our President Trump. From the Times of Israel, four Jews, listen carefully, tell me the difference between this and maybe something else that happens over there. Four Jews charged with terrorism after allegedly stabbing Arab in Jerusalem. Okay? What would have been the case if Palestinians had stabbed a Jew? Okay? Completely different. Their families would have gotten money, stipends. They'd be on the hero's wall over in the PA. When Israel has a problem with their own citizens, they don't rejoice over it, they mourn over it, and they take care of it. Prosecutors filed terrorism charges against four Jewish men accused of stabbing an Arab man in Jerusalem market 2 weeks ago, seriously wounding him. The victim, 25, was at his place of work when he was stabbed 10 times by his assailants. He was rushed to Sha'are Zedek Medical Center, a Jewish medical center, by the way, in the city, where doctors found that a knife wielded by one of his assailants had torn open his lung and liver. He was eventually released in good condition. His family did not wish to speak to the press, a spokesperson for the hospital said at the time. Three of the defendants were afterwards charged with terror and attempted murder. The fourth was charged with terror and deliberate grievous bodily harm. Once again, if that was the other way around, they would be out partying in the streets of Gaza and of the West Bank, and there would be a dead Jew. And that's the way it is over there. But the world does not see it that way. From Weasel Zippers, Rutgers administrators apologize for condemning anti-Semitism. Yes, administrators at a taxpayer-funded New Jersey college backtracked on a statement condemning the rise of anti-Semitism in the United States following a pressure campaign by the anti-Israelite students for justice in Palestine. From the Times of Israel, World Health Organization passes motion alleging Israel violating health rights. The UN's World Health Organization held a session singling out Israel as a violator of the Palestinians' health rights and passed a resolution on the matter. And that guy got his health rights. He was taken to a Jewish hospital and he was taken care of until he was fine, and then he was released. In the only country-specific discussion during its annual assembly, in other words, they didn't address the health rights of anybody in North Korea or Syria or anywhere else, just Israel, okay, which was largely devoted to the coronavirus pandemic. The agenda item was slammed by UN Watch, a nonprofit that tracks alleged incidents of anti-Israel bias in the United Nations and its bodies, where pro-Israel critics say there is an automatic majority against the Jewish state. Similar resolutions have been passed in previous years, year after year after year in previous years. So there you go. I hope I'm not too boring today. I'm really tired. I woke up at 12:45 last night from my foot. I never got back to sleep, and my foot was pounding all night long. You know, you wake up, and I got that clock that shines on the roof, and I was telling Spencer when we were at the doctor's this morning that normally when I wake up at 12 o'clock, I say, yes, I got 3 more hours of sleep, and I go back to sleep. Right? I woke up at 12:45 and I said, oh, I've got 3 more hours of this because I know I'm not going back to sleep. And I didn't. Whatever. Times of Israel. UN Rights Council orders unprecedented open-ended probe of Israel. Open-ended. Forever. The top UN human rights body decided to create an open-ended international investigation into Israel's treatment of Palestinians after the UN rights chief said Israeli forces may have committed war crimes and faulted the Hamas terror group for violations of international law in their 11-day war this month. Welcome, Miss Garrett. How are you today? My mother just showed up right on time. The 24-9 vote with 14 abstentions capped a special Human Rights Council session on the rights situation faced by Palestinians. The session and the resolution were arranged by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which has strongly supported the Palestinians in their conflicts with Israel. The resolution called for the creation of a permanent commission of inquiry, the most potent tool at the Council's disposal to monitor and report on rights violations in Israel, the Gaza Strip, and the West Bank. It would be the first such COI with an ongoing mandate. This has never happened in the history of the United Nations. Israel rejected the resolution, saying it would not cooperate with such a probe. The foreign minister said the move completely ignores the 4,300 rockets that were sent towards Israeli citizens fired from Gaza during the recent bout of fighting. It called the decision a moral stain on the international community and the UN. We can't morally stain that which is already morally stained. They're just gross. So, from Washington Times, lack of ambassador to Israel fuels perception that Biden isn't interested in seeking a peace deal. From the Times of Israel, what's wrong with the New York Times report on children's deaths? So much. I'm not going to read the article. It's very long. But if you want to know their report on all of the deaths that happened during this recent conflict, read their article and they'll show you the bias of it. Complete bias. A lot of the children were blown up by Hamas's own rockets that didn't get out of Gaza, but is credited to Israel. It's just terrible. Insane. Go read the article. Times of Israel. Isaac Herzog elected Israel's 11th president with 87 votes of Knesset's 120. So they have a new president there. I think it was Reuven Rivlin, I think, was the last one. He's gone, and now we have Yitzhak Herzog. All right, now some news concerning the state of Christianity today. From Christian Headlines, millennials more likely to believe in horoscopes than an all-knowing God, survey says. Well, if you want to know more about horoscopes and seances and all of that kind of stuff, today's sermon, Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 14, an abomination to the Lord. You'll find out all kinds of things you probably didn't know. Really wonderful stuff. I hope you'll stick around and attend. And I would hope that you would start watching all of the Superior Word sermons and give up at least 1 or 10 of your prophecy updates every week and get into real theology. And if you don't want to do it with me because of my beard, that's fine. Find a good church that goes line by line through the Bible and watch their sermons, because you will get theology, which you will never get from watching prophecy updates. Please do that. Okay, from Breitbart. Pope Francis calls for green economics, green education, green spirituality. Yeah, Francis issued a dire report on the state of the planet, insisting the Earth is suffering the worst environmental crisis of its history. Well, I think if you turn to Genesis 6 and then all the way through Genesis 9, you'll find out that's probably not the worst one, okay? He's really not an intelligent human being. For a long time, the earth has suffered from the wounds that we caused due to a predatory attitude, which makes us feel like owners of the planet. Now, wait a minute. If I remember Genesis 1 and 2 correctly, we're supposed to be out there subduing the earth, and he doesn't know that part. Okay, thank you. Thank you for clarifying that, because I couldn't figure out how he couldn't know that. Let's see here. Which makes us feel like owners of the planet and its resources and authorizes us to irresponsibly use the goods that God has given us. Irresponsible use is a problem that should be taken care of by the governments of the world. Not a collective body, but by each government. If they say this is a pigsty, they should go out and clean it up. Does everybody remember back in the 70s that river in Detroit caught on fire? And everybody panicked, and what did the U.S. do? They cleaned it up. They had all those campaigns. Remember the non-Indian guy that looked like an Indian, and he went out and the people throw the McDonald's fries on his feet and he's crying and all that? Okay, well, that's what we did. We got people interested in taking care of the environment. And now when somebody throws garbage on the ground, they will either get beaten up or get a citation or something like that. But, you know, if countries don't want to take care of their stuff, it shouldn't be the world's priority to do that. That is their sovereign nation, and they should just be, you know, restricted and maybe trade or something until they comply. If you want to see the problem with the world, type in garbage river of Haiti, garbage river of China, garbage river of Indonesia, and watch. They just take everything, or India. They just take everything and throw it into their rivers, everything, and it just flows right down into the oceans. But we get the blame for that. And we are the ones that are held responsible for that. And that's not the way it should be. Anyway, here we go. It says, today, these wounds are dramatically manifested in an unprecedented ecological crisis that affects the soil, air, water, and, in general, the ecosystem in which human beings live. The current pandemic has also brought to light even more acutely the cry of nature and that of the poor. So now he's conflating two different things and coming up with his agenda. Who are the ones who suffer the most? Now, how that can be, I'm not sure, but he's made that conclusion several times. The pontiff went on to call for a new ecological approach to transform the way humans inhabit the world, our lifestyles, our relationships with the Earth's resources, and in general, our way of seeing human beings and living life. In other words, what America is doing, you need to not do. Okay, that's basically what this means. Anything that America does, don't do it. What's that?
Sounds like ownership.
Ownership, that's right, sounds like ownership. As he has done on other occasions, the Pope urged the adoption of an integral human ecology, which entails environmental issues, but also man in his totality, and becomes capable of listening to the cry of the poor, once again, poor here, and of being a leaven for a new society. He doesn't even know what leaven in the Bible symbolizes. Can anybody here tell me what it symbolizes? Sin. So we want to be sin for a new society. Can you imagine that? I bet you 15 people in this little church called out sin because they know symbolism from the Bible. If you know that, then you'll understand what you're reading when you read your Bible, not if you read your Bible. So please read your Bible and also attend these studies, and you'll find out what all of this symbolism means and why this guy is out in left field somewhere. I therefore renew my appeal. Let us take care of our Mother Earth. Gaia worship. Let us overcome the temptation of selfishness that makes us predators of resources. Let us cultivate respect for the gifts of the earth and creation. The gifts of the earth. Does that mean the earth is the giver, or is he saying the creator? Because he should have said creator. My guess is he meant earth. Yes. Let us finally inaugurate an eco-sustainable lifestyle and society. He's a commie through and through. From all Africa, this is something that you probably won't hear on another Prophecy Update, but my friend John over in Kenya sent this to me, and he said, this is the state of religion in our nation right now. Kenya, mother of six, defies husband, weds the Holy Spirit. In a bizarre incident, Miss Elizabeth Nalem, a town council officer, stunned her husband Joshua Nalem when she organized a brief ceremony at a local hotel in Makutano, where she was bound in holy matrimony with the Holy Spirit. During the event, Miss Nalem was escorted by workmates and business women who cheered her up as she gave her promise and hand in marriage to the Holy Spirit. Dressed in a wedding gown and flanked by cheering women, bewildered villagers, an enthusiastic pastor, and a stunned husband, Miss Nalem said, "I do," to the Holy Spirit at Chileng's Gardens, a hotel in Makutano. To officiate the ceremony was Pastor Albert Rumaita of the Makutano Anglican Church of Kenya. The Anglican Church is doing this. I have served the world for all my years, but now the Holy Spirit has directed me to serve the Almighty God. The Holy Spirit drove me to Pastor Rumaita, who bought the wedding dress, organized this ceremony, and even hired cars to escort me here. She said she had sought the consent of her husband, with whom they had 6 children, but he declined. At the Tuesday evening ceremony, a stunned Mr. Nalem watched in bewilderment as the love of his life exchanged vows with another person. The couple has been married for 20 years. Nalem says, "I am perturbed. I paid 22 cows and 15 goats for my wife, and right now she is having a wedding with the Holy Spirit. This is unbelievable." He claimed that the wedding with the Holy Spirit was a culmination of the marriage troubles the two had been having. There you go. That's the state of Christianity in the world today. Zero Hedge. Church of Sweden, probably worse than what you just heard. Church of Sweden announces that it is trans. An open letter signed by a long list of priests, deacons, and other church staff proudly announced that it is trans. The Church of Sweden represents Europe's largest Lutheran denomination, and the letter was published on the diocese's official website. We write to you from a church that is also trans. A church is made up of people. People are different. We have confirmees, employees, church wardens, elective representatives, nonprofits, and other parishioners who define themselves as trans people. The church also consists of trans people. Therefore, the church could be described as trans, the letter said. The letter then decried the fact that some feminists are trying to protect female spaces from biological men, such as female sports or changing rooms, for which they are often denounced as TERFs, trans-exclusionary radical feminists, by LGBT campaigners. This contributes to the normalization of trans hate, asserts the letter, betraying total ignorance for the fact that LGBT rhetoric is now embraced and amplified by every major cultural institution, transnational corporation, and government entity in the West. We believe in a church and a God who welcome people beyond power, national boundaries, ethnicity, sexual orientation, sex, and gender identity. They are going to wake up to a very big surprise when they stand before the Lord of all creation. A humanity in all its colors of the rainbow, absolutely amazing and infinite in its diversity, including people that lose their wives after they had paid 22 cows and 15 goats for them. We are different, and that is good. And God saw that it was good, the letter concludes. So there you go, the state of the Church of Sweden. Okay, some news from the Mideast and Africa today. Zero Hedge. Sweden goes from being one of the safest countries, speaking of Sweden, goes from being one of the safest countries in Europe to the second most dangerous. And the church is behind a lot of it. Sweden is the only country on the continent where shootings have increased substantially since the start of the century. Most of the fatal shootings in Sweden, around 80%, had a link to organized crime. After having been ranked 18th out of 22 countries for gun crime from 2000 to 2003, Sweden now ranks in second place behind only Croatia, if you know what that's like. Authorities appear to be baffled at the cause of the increase. Baffled at the cause of the increase. They have no idea why this has happened, blaming it on illegal drugs trade, conflicts within organized crime networks, and low levels of trust in the police. In a country where criticizing mass immigration is basically thought a crime, no consideration is even afforded to the possibility that the large number of Muslim migrants the country has absorbed over the last 2 decades could be a factor. A 2018 report found that 99 out of the 112 gang rapists had a foreign background. When veteran Swedish police investigator Peter Springer was asked about the demographics of those who are responsible for violent crimes, he did not mince his words. Here we go. This is what I've handled from Monday through Friday this week. Rape, robbery, aggravated assault, rape, assault, and rape. Extortion, blackmail, assault, violence against police, threats to police, drug crimes, drugs, crime, felony, attempted murder, rape again, extortion again, and ill treatment, he wrote. Suspected perpetrators. Ali Mohammed, Mahmoud, Mohammed, Mohammed, Muhammad Ali, again, again, and again, Christopher. Christopher, what is it true? Yes, the Swedish name snuck in on the edges of a drug crime. Muhammad Ali, again, he added. So he had all those names, and one of them, Christopher, was a local. Every one of the other ones, but they can't acknowledge that there. They can't simply come to the fact that they made a mistake. From the Times of Israel, Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah coordinated Gaza fighting in joint war room report. Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah during this war were all in a joint war room, and our president is still seeking a treaty renewal with Iran. Iran's IRGC and Hezbollah coordinated with Hamas on the recent fighting in Gaza between Palestinian terrorists and Israel. Ibrahim al-Amin, editor of the pro-Hezbollah Lebanese daily Al-Akbar, told Hezbollah's Al-Manar network over the weekend that during the 11 days of fighting in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip, officers from the IRGC, Hamas, and Hezbollah set up a joint military operations center in Beirut. The commander of the IRGC's Overseas Quds Force visited the operations center twice during the military hostilities, according to al-Amin. The newspaper editor claimed Hezbollah sent weapons and ammunition to Gaza and moved a number of Palestinian resistance officers out of the strip during the aggression. From the Jewish press, war pays. Hamas gets over $1 billion in international aid pledges. $1 billion. From the Free Beacon, Biden admin cannot guarantee taxpayer aid won't enrich Hamas. As the Biden admin allocates more than $100 million in U.S. taxpayer aid to the Palestinian Authority and aid groups, critics are raising concerns that the State Department cannot ensure this aid will not reach the Iran-backed terror group Hamas. The State Department admitted this week that it could not guarantee the tranche of money will be kept from Hamas. As we've seen in life, as we all know in life, there are no guarantees. Well, there could be if you just didn't send them money. Mail Online. Jihadi who joined Syrian terror group plotting to kill Brits will be freed from prison 4.5 years early. I'm going to make a prediction. This is not a prophecy. This is just a Charlie Garrett prediction that that guy will be either back in jail, shot dead, or will have killed somebody and gotten away with it within a year. Maybe less, probably much less. Okay. Yusuf Sarwar, 29, a jihadi who planned to kill Brits, is to be released from prison. He was jailed in 2014 after going to Syria to join a terror group linked to Al-Qaeda. Parole board ruled Sarwar will be released next month after serving 8 years. From the Times of Israel, UNRWA Gaza chief recalled after uproar over claim that IDF strikes precise. He said, Israel had precise strikes with their weapons and everybody went ballistic. We can't acknowledge that. Despite apology, Matthias Schmale and his deputy leave the strip indefinitely for consultations in Jerusalem after angering Hamas. You can't say the truth around these people because if you do, you'll lose your job. As we span the globe, we try to never miss something interesting from Mongolia. From Xinhua, 50% of Mongolian adults fully vaccinated against COVID-19. More than 1,025,300 people, or 49.6% of Mongolian adults, have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, the health ministry said Saturday. Mongolia has confirmed a total of 56,621 COVID-19 cases and 282 related deaths. I did the numbers. 282 is 0.0087% of 3,225,000 people. So they have even less than the United States, but they're going with this. And they have not. I have not been able to find statistics on any reactions to the vaccines or any deaths or anything like that. I'm not saying that. The book of Daniel prophesied that technology would increase in the end times. What's up in that regard? From New Atlas, genetically engineered potato plant glows in response to stress. Now, this is kind of interesting. One of the challenges of farming lies in the fact that by the time plants appear to be diseased or otherwise stressed, it may already be too late to address the problem. A new type of potato, however, is designed to warn farmers by fluorescing at the earliest stages of stress. The experimental genetically engineered potato plant was developed by scientists at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. They chose to modify the Solanum tuberosum potato, better known as the Irish potato, as it's a major food crop throughout much of the world. The researchers introduced a new gene into the plant's chloroplasts, which are organelles, meaning subcellular structures that conduct photosynthesis. That gene expresses a fluorescent protein in response to the presence of reactive oxygen species. These are highly reactive chemical molecules that are produced in order to help mitigate stress, although they can also harm the plant if they build up in its cells. Putting it simply, the more stress that a plant experiences, the greater the amount of reactive oxygen species it produces. In the case of the new potato, this in turn causes it to produce more of the fluorescent protein. So the more stressed the plant is, the brighter its fluorescent glow. And although the fluorescence can't be seen by the naked eye, the scientists could detect it using a highly sensitive fluorescent camera. We were able to monitor the fluorescent signals emitted from the biosensors and notice the accumulation of reactive oxygen species during the early phase responses to stress conditions such as drought, extreme temperature, and high light. The team now plans on developing the concept further and applying it to other crops. In fact, a similar but unrelated technology has already been commercialized by California-based company Interplant, which is set to commercially release a tomato plant that fluoresces when stressed. The ultimate goal is to introduce enough fluorescent protein to make the plants glow at the same illumination factor as street lamps, thus providing both food and lighting to communities. Okay, that last sentence is not true. I added that in. I wanted to see if anybody was still awake out there. It's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues the Book of Revelation prophesies of. Let's see how that's developing. From MSN, no parental consent needed. Okay, if you are at school and somebody gives your daughter an aspirin without your permission, what happens? That person is fired and maybe go to jail. No parental consent needed for a COVID-19 vaccine, says Philly Health Department. Now that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for anyone ages 12 and up, it has been added to the list of vaccines that adolescents in Philadelphia can get without any parental notice or consent. Breitbart, Florida concert to charge $18 for vaccinated, $1,000 for unvaccinated. Yes. Zero Hedge, California restaurant owner tax on $5 fee for customers who refuse to remove masks. Good job. USA Today, federal government gives okay for states to offer lotteries cash incentives for vaccinations. It's not just people wanting to do it. Now they are encouraging them to do it. Okay, they're bribing people into getting vaccinated. VOA News, Australia urged to offer cash incentives to boost COVID vaccine rates. So they see America doing it. We'll just get all our people to do it as well. Epic Times, West Virginia giving away custom guns. $1 million guns? I'm moving to Virginia as COVID-19 vaccination incentives. You can shoot if you get shot. That's my motto. Wall Street Journal. Employers can require COVID-19 vaccine under federal law, new guidance states. This is right out of Wall Street Journal. U.S. employers could require all workers physically entering a workplace to be vaccinated against COVID. But listen, the EEOC issued updated guidance stating that federal laws don't prevent an employer from requiring workers to be vaccinated. However, in some circumstances, federal laws may require the employer to provide reasonable accommodations for employees who, because of a disability or a religious belief, aren't vaccinated. So we still have religious belief as an option out. For example, the EEOC said as a reasonable accommodation, an unvaccinated employee entering the workplace might wear a face mask. So now you're stuck wearing a face mask if you don't get your vaccine, work at a social distance, or be given the opportunity to telework. So you're either wearing a mask all day, you have to stay away from everybody else by 6 feet, which is a made-up number, or they just tell you to stay at home and work. From the Russian Times, Putin, despite slow uptake of jabs, have you noticed they've changed from shots to jabs? Yeah. It's because the left doesn't like the word shots because it makes them think of guns. It scares them. Yeah. So we're going with British English now. Putin, despite slow uptake of shots, mandatory vaccination against COVID-19 is inappropriate and can't be introduced into Russia. Vladimir Putin. Chronicle Live. BBC presenter Liz Shaw died after suffering blood clots from COVID jab, says the family. Zero Hedge. UK sees zero daily COVID deaths for first time as calls end to lockdown grow. No deaths, and they're still in lockdown after a year plus. All Israel. Israel's health ministry confirms probable link between myocarditis and the Pfizer vaccine. Anybody that's under 30 that's getting these shots are having heart problems. New York Post. I didn't say this. That is their article. I don't want to get banned. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just reading the article. Australia's cannibal mouse epidemic about to get worse with snake plague. It's about to get even worse for Australia. The hordes of cannibalistic fire-starting mice that have taken over almost half of the country from Brisbane to Melbourne are continuing unabated. But the worst is yet to come, as experts warn a plague of snakes is sure to follow. The millions of mice have caused hundreds of thousands of dollars in crop damage and have started cannibalizing themselves. When they run out of food, when they run out of seeds to eat, they start cannibalizing, meaning eating each other, kids. They start eating each other. They're pretty disgusting animals. And then from another article from the New York Post, the mice are into everything. If I walk out of the door there now and stand still, they'll climb up the outside of my trousers and inside of my trousers. They're just running about everywhere. They've taken over a lot of our homes, our sheds, our vehicles, our tractors. The state of morality is declining. Here's some news on that from the Federalist. Okay, federal court strikes down race-based restaurant bailouts in Biden's COVID-19 spending bill. He said black people get a priority, no stimulus for white people, and they closed it down. That is racist. Mail Online. USA Today removes the word male from op-ed by Connecticut's fastest female runner, who called out the unfair fight and tangible harms of competing against transgender athletes. Chelsea Mitchell wrote about her time competing in Connecticut in a piece for the newspaper published last week, where she said she had lost to male runners because they are male. Okay. Editors removed the word male, calling it hurtful, changing it to transgender. And then from the Daily Wire, Rugrats reboot to feature single lesbian mom. Some other news from around the world. And as I say each week, please be sure to check out the Superior Word sermons. I know that they will bless you. Okay, this is my thought. Everybody's been hearing about UFOs a lot lately. Yes. Okay, you're going to hear more and more and more about it. People say it's a conspiracy or it's prepping for the rapture. These people don't believe in the rapture. They're not prepping for the rapture. This is my take. This is just my guess on it. Latest UFO hype is another government-instigated QAnon type of distraction. They certainly are not real alien visitations. Try reading your Bible on that one. If there were aliens, I mean sentient beings on other planets that can think cognitively and rationally, that means that Jesus Christ would have to die many times because they all would fall. Okay? Jesus Christ died once for the sins of the people of this world, and we will find out all of the good stuff that God has out in the rest of the universe someday. But right now, I can tell you, there may be life on billions of planets, but none of it is sentient. It is just life that God created for his pleasure. Breitbart. Joe Biden's DHS may bring deported illegal aliens back to the United States. May 2021, Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security may consider a plan to bring deported illegal aliens back to the United States, presumably paid for by American taxpayers. The Open Borders Lobby shared a plan with the Biden administration to bring illegal aliens deported by former President Trump's administration back to the United States, according to the Associated Press. More than 935,000 illegal aliens were deported by the Trump administration. 1 million people being paid for by the U.S. government to come and infiltrate this nation. Mail Online.
How many of those were felons?
Yeah, how many were felons?
Terrorists.
Yep. Mail Online. Key inflation indicator rocks 3.1% through April, the biggest jump since 1992 as trillions of dollars printed to tackle COVID and spending splurge spark cost of living surge. In the 12 months through April, the PCE price index vaulted 3.1%, new data shows. It blows past the Fed's target of 2% inflation and shattered expectations. But Fed is not expected to shift monetary policy because they don't want to. They want to see the end result achieved, America ended, and then they can get into their globalist little happy house. Mail online. New York, this is a really good idea, right? The people that pay the most in New York City, you think they're going to stick up with this or they're just going to bail out? New York City's billionaire rogue gets new neighbors. De Blasio plans to build a homeless shelter in elite Manhattan neighborhood near Luxury Plaza Hotel, and he's given the green light after court dismisses protest lawsuit by residents and businesses. This is what Obama wanted to do with all the communities around the states, is put projects in the middle of those communities. All you're doing is destroying motivation for anybody to excel. That's all you're doing. Mail online. Public health experts call for athletes to wear proximity sensors at Tokyo Olympics if it goes ahead. What are you going to do about wrestling? Beep, beep, beep. I mean, what are you going to do? Mail online. San Francisco's ban on flavored vape. They said no vaping, no flavored vaping. Leads to 30% increase in teens smoking cigarettes. Oops. San Francisco banned the sale of flavored nicotine products in 2018 in hopes to protect children from using the drug. Instead, according to a study, use of cigarettes increased among youth by 30%. Epic Times, 3,166%. That's more than 3%, by the way. 3,166% more sex offenders have been arrested along Border Patrol sector in Texas. Border Patrol agents operating in the Del Rio, Texas sector said they've encountered significantly more convicted sex offenders who are attempting to illegally cross the U.S.-Mexican border. Zero Hedge. Not even the Soviet Union paid people to stay home. Newsbusters. CNN's ratings go down the toilet. Ooh, tumbling over 70% since January. Along with its ongoing ethical problems, a deceptive marketing campaign, and a continued hatred for non-liberal voices, it's been a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad year for the Jeffrey Zucker-led CNN. And as per the latest Nielsen ratings, CNN has continued to hemorrhage viewers with primetime and entire day total viewership down over 70% since January. Yes. Zero Hedge. San Francisco Police Department seeks help to solve crime, but blurs out the face of the suspect. Now imagine that. We want to catch this person, but they don't. Why do you think they did this? Anybody? Racial, because they don't want you to see the color of the person that committed this crime. The San Francisco police posted a videotape of a man lighting the hair of a woman on fire on a bus. They were seeking the help of witnesses, but bizarrely blurred out the face of the suspect. When confronted on the curious effort, the police insisted that it was just trying to get people to recognize the victim. The young man is shown in the videotape casually moving over to sit behind the woman and then puts the lighter to the back of her head. Police later explained that they were trying to find the victim because without the victim, when we catch the suspects, it's harder to do anything. We are still looking for the suspects. That is a bit hard to follow. One would think that they are trying to find both the victim and the culprit. You can actually show both faces and achieve both purposes. Moreover, you had a videotape to help with any prosecution regardless of the victim. The police also have the driver as a witness. Okay, who said it? This is from my friend Andrew. I don't think anybody's going to get this, but if you do, I will give you I'll give you one of those Hi-Chew candies over there. If I take it up, I must understand every detail. Take time to consider. The smallest point may be the most essential. He sent this to me because he was thinking when he read that quote about this. I'll read it again. Think of this. No, and I'll give you a hint in just a second. If I take it up, I must understand every detail. If you're watching Prophecy Updates, you are never going to understand every detail. You need to be in this word. Take time to consider. My Monday sermon typing is very long and very tiring. We consider every detail, every word. the smallest point may be the most essential, and that's usually the case with a passage. One word that doesn't seem to fit, and it all points to it. I will tell you this, and I'll read it again. This is not a real human being. If I take it up... Nope. Yeah, it's a good choice. Charlie Brown. If I take it up, I must understand every detail. Take time to consider. The smallest point may be the most essential. Sherlock Holmes. Thank you. You guys were really close. I mean, you were close on this one. Okay, I got a Lesrick here for you. Taters taste good with every bite, be they mashed, baked, or au gratin, right? They don't do well with stress, but they're now getting press about how good they can be with Spud Light. And speaking of eating, last week I did a prophecy update, and I mentioned that somebody went on the 60-day challenge, and he ate 2 pounds of bacon every single day. His health was better, and he lost 19 pounds. Jim yelled out, "Do they sell it canned?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." And by the time I had gotten home, somebody had sent me an email with this. This is $20 of canned bacon. If you get, yes, because it's already cooked. If you get the question at the end of the sermon that I give you today, you will take home canned bacon. And I read all the reviews, and they say this is really, really good stuff. They all said, "I'm going to be buying again." This is Yoder's bacon smoke flavor added. There you go. If you get the question at the end of the sermon, you can take this home. All right, we have a bit of irony here for you today. And please be sure to share this video, okay? I'm sure our numbers haven't gone up. I don't check those things, but, you know, we swapped everything, and I still have people emailing me, like my mother, "Where do I find the prophecy updates?" Okay, so please share this and let people know where they can find these. Okay, Breitbart. Twitter labels its own image cropping algorithm as racist. Yes. Twitter is set to largely abandon its image cropping algorithm after its own research found that the system is biased in favor of presenting white people over black people. The algorithm also demonstrated favor towards women over men. Can't have that. Actually, you want that, I suppose, because whatever. Okay, and I got one more for you. This is from Breitbart. Speaking of Twitter, are they not the most censoring organization on this planet? Listen to the irony. Censor-happy Twitter begs the Indian government to respect free speech. Such is the world in which we live. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your CG report for the week.